always stay connected with 99.9% reliable Sky broadband. Switch your home to Sky broadband today. See sky.ie for more.
Oh my God. Ross, total laid back.
Ross, Fionn tries to go, you can't keep turning up at the school like this. And I'm there, who says so? Sitting down opposite him and throwing the old doobie-doobie-doobs up onto the desk. He's there, I say so, sweeping them off with his hand. You know, the whole headmaster thing wasn't long in going to his head. I'm like, one of your, I think it's a word, predecessors had no problem with me turning up at the school like this. And he knows straight away that I'm talking about Father Fehily. He considered me a legend. Of course, he remembered that I brought glory to the school. Oh, that touches a nerve with him. He knows he wouldn't have a Leinster School Senior Cup medal if it wasn't for me. Well, he doesn't have one. It was taken off him because I was doping. But I think my point still stands. He goes, Ross, I'm a very busy man. In case you haven't noticed, we have exams going on at the moment, junior and leaving cert. I'm there, I'll get straight to the point then. I think you should change your mind. About what? About letting girls into the school. You mean about Castlerock College going co-educational from the next school year? Yeah, whatever way you want to put it. You're making a massive, massive mistake, dude. But it's not too late to do something about it. I'm not making a massive mistake, Ross. And besides, it is too late, because we already have 70 girls registered for September. 70? More than that, in fact. Jesus! Now, if you don't mind, Ross. You're not going to get away with this. Get away with what? With destroying, I don't know, 100 and something years of tradition. You're making a lot of enemies, dude. Am I? Powerful enemies. Well, I can live with that. He just like shit smiles me. We're talking Green Party levels of smugness here. I do what I did back in the day. I recycle the ball and I change the angle of attack. I'm there, you've changed, dude. Since you hooked up with her again. I'm talking about Kira Kasoban, with the glasses and the hairy neck wart, who took his virginity on the night of his 24th birthday and who's now his, you know, vice principal. She's the one who put him up to this. He had no issue with Castlerock College being all boys until she stepped back into his life. If I've changed, he goes, I hope it's for the better. And I'm there, trust me, dude, it's not. All of a sudden, the door of his office is thrown open and she rushes into the room. She doesn't even acknowledge me. She was never what you would call a rugby person. The things I did on the pitch would mean very, very little to her. And I just don't know how to relate to people like that. She goes, Fionn, we have a problem. I'm there, no, hello, Kira. No, it's great to see you back at the school that you brought honour to all those years ago, no? She looks at me like I've turned up in a clown suit at her old man's wake. You know, my feet are up on the desk again. Fionn goes, what is it, Kira?
She's there. I think you need to come and see this.
Then off she jolly well fucks, with Fionn following closely behind her. So I stand up and I decide to go with them, just to find out what all the fuss is about. When we head outside, I notice that there's like 100 students standing around looking pale-faced and in shock. Mind you, they are millennials. That's kind of their default look. Fionn goes, what's going on? Why aren't they in exams? And that's when we suddenly hear a loud boom, although it's probably more of a boom than anything else. We all look to where the noise came from, and we notice this like crane thing with a humongous wrecking ball at the end of it. And holy shitting shit sticks, it's knocking down the actual school library. Fionn's there, what in the name of... Except he doesn't get to finish his sentence, because all of a sudden there's another boom as the ball crashes into the building again, this time taking down an entire wall. Fionn decides to confront the, I don't know, crane operator, rushing over to him, waving his arms like he's helping to land a plane and shouting, stop, stop, stop! I follow him because it's genuinely funny. And it's only when I see who's actually operating the crane that I realise just how funny. Because sitting in the little cab, wearing a hard hat and a yellow high-vis bib, is my old man. Fionn's like, Charles, what the hell are you doing? Ah, the old man goes, good morning, Mr. Principal. What do you think you're doing? I'm knocking down the library, which I paid for in case you need reminding. But there's supposed to be exams going on in that building right now. You didn't think I was going to just sit back and watch you destroy 100 and something years of tradition by allowing girls into this school, did you?
I'm there. I told you that you were making powerful enemies, Fionn. Although where he learned to operate a wrecking ball, I don't know.
The old man goes, it's really rather simple, Kicker. It's just a series of levers, don't you know? Would you like a go?
Fionn's there. Kira, call the guards.
There's absolutely nothing they can do, the old man goes. If you care to check my contract with the school, I own the building and can do with it what I please. And right now, it pleases me to knock it down.
If you think this is going to change my mind, Fionn goes, then you're delusional.
The old man's there. I think it's you who's delusional, Mr. Principal.
And in that moment, I shove Fionn out of the way and I go, okay, dude, give me a go of that thing.
Never suffer the buffer again. Always stay connected with 99.9% reliable Sky broadband. Whether you're streaming on the sofa, gaming in the bedroom, or swiping in the bathroom. I said swiping. You'll never be without it. Switch your home to 99.9% reliable Sky broadband. Availability subject to location. Requires Sky broadband ultra fast. For more info, see sky.ie/speeds. 99.9% reliability based on time our broadband network works across our base.